You're doomed.
Stop the sound effects. Let me finish my damn article.
From the Intro Memorial Spare Bedroom Studio, located somewhere others never want to be, it's Season 4 of the Josh and AC Podcast.
You gotta suck on them before you chew on them.
Follow The Dead End with Josh and AC on our socials, at Josh and AC on Facebook, Josh and AC Podcast on Instagram and YouTube, or email us, joshandacpodcast@gmail.com.
Tastes like weed.
I'm done. I quit.
You can be a total fat ass.
Dog food tastes that good. I don't want to be right.
He took all 6 inches of that at once.
And I love bananas.
Now, if you dare, here are your hosts, AC.
Everything was nice up until now when I have to record with you, you son of a bitch.
And Josh.
Lift your shirt up, baby.
Man, that sounds horrible.
Why does it sound like that?
I don't know. It must be a bad version.
Well, this song is from, what, the 1980s?
Yeah, but I played...
Or no, 90s. I guess the Full House was 90s, right?
Let me see if I can find a better version. But anyway, welcome in Season 4, Episode 43. Oh, that's like a real shitty version. Let's see what this one is. Yeah, that one's not much better. What the fuck?
That one's in mono, not stereo. It sounds like the first episodes we ever recorded.
Who knows?
Yeah, all right. We're just going to keep replaying it. All right, well, welcome in, everybody. Season 4, Episode 43 of The Dead End with Josh and AC. JoshandAC.podbean.com. You know how to find us. And
should've
we're going to go over that.
With Family Matters, damn it.
We're going to go over that shit at the end of the show anyway. So, welcome in, everybody. Hopefully you survived the solar eclipse that was on Monday. If you're listening to us.
It was beautiful. Did you get to look at it or no?
Oh, obviously, Josh, our people are not foolish. They know that we record back-to-back shows. We talk about that, and this is show number three. Would you stop?
What?
You are so fucking...
Red condition, the same age, to read any good news on a newspaper page. Love the condition, a grand design. Some people say it's even harder to find. That there must be some magic clue inside this good world.
I don't even know what the words are.
Cause all I see is the power of me. Real love bursting out of every seam. Okay, boo, boo.
Wonder what AI will say about this.
Yeah,
boo.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. Cue the malfunctions.
It must be him. It's got to be him.
There's too much positive energy in this room.
That's right. Well, no, it's the PlayStation. He turns
Jesus
that on and fucking
fuck.
Wipes out the fucking bandwidth. By the way, Verizon offered me a 1.4 gigabit internet now for an extra $60 a month. I was like, yeah, no. So they'll probably slow down the 1 gigabit internet. And...
This dude. Oh, no, I'm dead in the water. Fuck.
Uh-oh, did it? Did it really?
Yeah, everything's dead.
Fuck. Are you serious? No. Like it froze?
The whole thing's froze.
Jesus.
Everything.
All right. Well, let's talk.
Lost my soundboard.
I know what we were going to talk about. Things that make you sad.
Yeah, but you never...
Well, I made my list.
No, there was something else that you had that you said we were going to talk about in the second show.
Executions.
Like when we were out there, you told me that there was going to be something we're going to talk about.
Ames.
Oh, that's it. I was like, shit, why didn't I write that down? Okay.
Oh, fucking A, man. What is going on with this?
Well, just restart the computer. We can start talking while you restart
the computer. I'm afraid to.
Why, that'll never come back on?
Your internet blows. This is like being on dial-up.
It's not the internet. My computer's working fine.
The fuck it ain't. It's the fucking internet.
We really, really, really need to look at investing in another computer for you.
Go ahead there, money bags.
How about Rent-A-Center? Make payments?
I ain't fucking renting a computer to leave down here.
So you get a laptop and you take it home with you.
I have a laptop. I like two screens.
You can hook up a second screen to a laptop.
What if I like these two screens I got?
Then you keep one of them.
What do I do with the keyboard? I bought the keyboard. No.
You can hook the keyboard up.
But then what's the point of having a keyboard on the laptop if I don't... Oh, my God, this thing is...
Josh,
awful.
I have a laptop at work, and I use a keyboard and a mouse that are separate from the fucking laptop.
Well, yeah, you don't want to get the goo in all the hardware,
all
right?
We're just going to keep moving. Listen, one day the computer just won't turn on, and then you'll finally cut
the wire.
Possibly. You know, I'll go in and...
I'm serious. That extra TV just kills it all.
That's right. Yeah, blame it on that.
What is going on with my... I'm done. I quit.
Okay.
Fucking stupid show. Anyway, what do you have first?
I don't have anything.
Oh, you don't have anything?
Well, we want to talk about AIMS? We can talk about that first.
Talk about AIMS while I take AIM on my computer.
All right, so a long time ago, well, and it was Hills too, right? Wasn't it? It was Hills.
Well, they were like the same thing, I think.
Well, no, I think originally they were two separate, right? Because
well,
I remember
Hills
was
on Fifth Street.
And it was also up near where you live in Cressona. There was one up there in the Cressona
there was
Mall.
One up there, yeah.
And then I think AIMS merged with Hills, or yeah, well, Ames was always in Hamburg. I remember as a kid, like, this is nostalgia, dude. But I remember going in there, but it kind of reminded me of Kmart, right? It really was the same thing.
Mm.
It was Kmart. He'll be asleep in 20 minutes. Can you turn off your TV? Oh, he's gonna play a game.
No, he ain't. His controller's gonna die. Yeah. He ain't doing much shit.
Always. I don't think the battery lasts on his controller ever. Anyway. No, I remember it being very similar to Kmart, and obviously that worked out well for Kmart too, right? But I remember it just, I don't know, like what else was there? What did Ames have? Did they have a cafeteria? I feel like there was more than just a department store.
Hills had a cafeteria.
Maybe when they merged, it became
Every time I used to go shopping when I was a kid with Nana, we would go to Hills, and then we'd get popcorn at the thing.
Yes, that's right.
Popcorn.
It was popcorn. Yeah. But I just remember it, like, just being a kid, and that was the place to go because it was in town. You could walk there. Now they have a fucking Dollar General. Do you remember when there was it fucking...
Food Lion?
No, well, Food Lion, but then down where Dollar General is, that used to be Acme a long time ago. My mom used
shit,
to work
was
there.
It?
Yeah, I think my mom worked there part-time when she was pregnant.
Oh, it's updating. That's why my shit apparently decided to crash.
Did you not pay attention to the alert that it was giving you?
Oh, yeah. When I turn it on two times a month, what do you expect?
And I did not check it before because somebody was blocking up the room in here. So
Oscar, yeah. Little prick.
Yeah. All right. So Ames is making its return. I think they said 2026.
I didn't see when. I just saw they're coming back.
So they're starting. I think they're starting online, and then they're going to start doing brick and mortar stores. I don't think it's going to be any in our area, though. Not right away.
Yeah, because, you know, everybody in New York City wants to shop at Ames.
The whole thing that I don't understand is why are they trying to get more department stores and stuff? Like, I feel like online shopping is, like, so big.
Mm-hmm. They're bringing Toys R Us back, right?
I thought they were. Well there
it's
is.
In,
so,
like,
so Toys R Us.
Macy's or something.
It is. I think you're correct. I think it is in Macy's. I just fucking screwed up my microphone. Shit. That was stupid.
I would play a soundtrack here, but I can't.
Anyway, so Ames is coming back. I think it just for nostalgia, I'd be curious to see what it looks like in the modern day Ames. Because I, you know,
I don't think they need to do modern Ames. I want to see Ames from like
what
when I was
nostalgia?
A kid. Yeah.
But it looks like a fucking, it looks like Target. It looks like Kmart. Like they all have their nuances.
The last time I went into an Ames was in Hamburg. And I was in like maybe high school, early high school before it
I
closed.
I don't think it was around that long. That was.
Then it was late middle school.
When we were in high school. Because we worked at Redner's. Well, no, I guess the Hamburg one opened when we were in high school, right? The Hamburg Redner's open?
Yeah,
you worked there.
Yeah.
You were working at Leesport already.
I was
already.
At Leesport,
yeah. And then you moved to Hamburg. I tried to get to Hamburg. It didn't work.
Yeah, and then you quit and went to Haas's.
Well, I went to Haas's because I needed credits for school, Josh. Your mom was so mad at me, by the way.
She still is. She still don't talk to you to this day.
Your mom talks to me. I think your mom's just, why, she hates me?
She said, I don't want to talk to that stupid scumbag.
I don't believe that.
She said, he's a real bastard. You
I don't believe
really
that.
Chat my ass that he quit that job.
No. Okay. Yeah, but anyway, my mom saw your mom, though, at bingo the other week. I don't know if she told you that. Did she tell you that?
Yeah, I think she might have told me that.
At least for bingo. Yeah, anyway, I think, though, like, nostalgia would be cool if they just brought back Ames the way that it used to be. But you were saying about... So, yeah, so probably like middle school, right? We could clearly say middle
school. Last time I was in there, it was to buy a Game Gear that was on clearance.
What the fuck is Game Gear?
Game Gear was like those fucking like Sega Genesis portable ones.
Okay.
They were like this long.
Okay.
And they took so like six AA batteries. They were like a Game Boy, but they were better than a Game Boy.
What is the thing that you can play with other people? Like the one what do they have now?
Switch?
Yeah, the Switch. So it's kind of like that, but in 1975.
No, it was like early 90s, probably.
Okay. Yeah. So that's what you were getting there. Their electronics section was like kind of lame, just like Kmart is and stuff like that. But yeah, that's what I remember about AIMS. So
Kmart's done, right?
There are some Kmarts, but a lot of them have closed. The one on Fifth Street is going to be a restaurant store now.
Oh, is it?
It's going to be the Restaurant Depot.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. How do I know that and you don't? Do you never go down that way?
No, I go down there, but I could care less about what the hell do I need to go to a Restaurant Depot for?
Well, I think the last time we were down at the Chinese buffet, that's the only reason really I'm over that way, or the Fairgrounds Farmer's Market. Other than that, I don't go over that way very often. It's 45 minutes away, man.
Is it that far?
For me, it takes about, on a good day, I can get there in 45 minutes. Yeah, it takes a little over an hour to get to Hamburg. It takes a while.
Does it take that long?
Well, how long does it take you to get home? It
takes me an hour and a half.
All right, and how far is it? What's the
30 minutes.
Okay, there you go. So, smart ass. So, there you go. Yeah, anyway, so Josh is still restarting his computer. All right, so you can't obviously play the videos.
You can't get it anymore.
Oh, wait, you got something going on over there.
Yeah, oh, hang on. We're slowly coming back here.
Right, yeah, I see lights on the screen over there, but it's very quiet in the background.
Hang on.
All right. So, well, why don't you talk about, you don't need a voice for this. You only need your voice for this. California food workers going to $20 an hour.
Yeah, so I saw this on the news today. I didn't really catch too much of it, but apparently California is officially paying their fast food employees $20 an hour. I think that's total bullshit.
Yeah, so here's the deal. The minimum in my store is $15.50 an hour. That's the minimum we pay.
Give it it's a grocery store.
Right, but...
Makes sense.
Yeah, but a part-time cashier does a similar amount of work as a part-time cashier at a fucking fast food restaurant.
Yeah, but I don't know. They're saying they're going to raise prices on what they can, but being that they're locked into like corporate whatever franchise models, they can't just,
there is a cap to what they can charge.
Yeah, they can't charge like $30 for cheeseburger.
Yeah, but here's the deal. The franchise owners are going to start pitching a fit and they're going to say something, you know. They're going to tell corporate they need to charge more for this food. But here's the deal. I think a lot of that's dictated cuz you look like at the McDonald's app, the Wendy's app, Dunkin' Donuts app, all the prices are pretty similar. Although there are three different McDonald's depending on which way I go to work. I have to stop at a different one that's on the way. Each one of them has different price structures because I'll I'll order the same thing, but I'll change the location and it'll tell me that there's updated menu pricing. But I've memorized.
You notice you don't have a dollar menu anymore though at McDonald's. Yeah,
they say it's the 1-2-3 menu
but there's nothing
for
$1.
Dude, do you know how ridiculous it is? So an egg McMuffin, right, is like $4.19 now, but the sausage McMuffin without the egg is only like $1.99.
Really?
Yeah. Because there's no egg on it. McDonald's must have the golden eggs or something like that. So fucking expensive. It's just the price of everything. Munchkins. Do you know how much 5 Munchkins are at Dunkin' Donuts now?
Oh, shit. When I bought Munchkins last, let's see. I think I was paying $12.75 a person. And I could only ever buy like 2 or 3. Oh, you mean like the donuts?
Donut holes, yeah.
I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about little people.
6 Munchkins are $2.99 now.
What a deal.
Yeah, what a deal. But it's
they
so
can do
I,
the work of three
I get,
people.
I get the 10. I get the 10, which is only 50 cents more. So I get 10 instead of 6. I gotta be fat.
I like to go to Sheetz where the donuts are in the case and you just lick the ones you want.
Yeah. But I will tell you, Dunkin' Donuts really raised their price on espresso shots. They went from 49 cents to $2. Hmm. I was like, where the hell did that inflation come from? Apparently it's seasonal.
I started this new thing. I go to Sheetz quite a bit because it's 100 feet from my house.
Yeah, we heard a story last week about how you were talking about some kid that was at Sheetz with Will.
Yeah, Gregory.
Yeah.
Well, this time. I like their hot dogs because they're fucking $1 a piece.
Oh, they're $1 now? They used to be 2 for $1.
Maybe it is 2 for
$1.
Do you use the app?
I use the app. The app should be 2 for $1.
Maybe they are. I don't know. Yeah. I just fucking order them and pay for them. I started in.
Do you know what? Can I tell you about my? You'll probably think this is gross. My Sheetz hot dogs.
Ooh.
I eat them all the time when I'm super hungry. Sauerkraut, mayonnaise, relish,
Mayonnaise. Ketchup. That's the new thing I started
doing. Ketchup, relish.
Nope. I just do mayonnaise and onions.
You put onions instead of sauerkraut. Yeah, I do sauerkraut. Yeah. Their sauerkraut is so good because it sits on a fucking nasty steam table all day. So good.
That, or like, I like doing the, I'll do like mustard, onions, and sauerkraut. But,
ugh, God, your breath has to be awful. Well, your farts probably have to be worse.
What I don't like, though, is why have an option? This is my gripe about all those places. Why have an option for light condiment if everybody just slops the same amount on?
Well, there should be a light condiment on there. There should be.
Yeah, there's the option for it, but fucking, you know, the blockhead that's making it, they just squirt it on there. They don't give a fuck.
Because they're not reading the tickets right either. That's the problem.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Fucking retards.
I don't know, but I'm glad you like mayonnaise on your hot dog. My dad, actually, I think, pointed that out to me, but mayonnaze on a hot dog is phenomenal.
I just started doing it, Amber's like, that's
so
disgusting.
No,
I'm like,
so
no,
it's
a,
good.
I was craving mayonnaise the other day.
Yeah. But not like Miracle. You can't have Miracle Whip on a hot dog. It's gotta
no, it's
be
gotta
like
be mayonnaise.
Real mayonnaise.
I don't even like mayonnaise, but yeah. I'm like, it's really good on a hot dog.
Regular mayonnaise is perfect on a hot dog.
I don't know why. It said
but
it
Josh,
could be
one
lacking
time you
vitamin
put,
E.
Do me a favor. Put relish, mayonnaise, and sauerkraut on your hot dog one time. It's so good because they use sweet relish at
they use
Sheetz.
But see, they put too much on. I don't
so
like.
You, sometimes I have to wind up taking some of it off, but it's really good.
Mayonnaise.
Because it's like sweet, sour, salty is what you get out of the whole thing. It's perfect combination.
Hmm.
Just try it.
I'm going to try that. Yeah, that sounds pretty good.
Yeah, so relish, sauerkraut, and mayonnaise.
I was. Now, I think it would be even better, though, like. A good Burke's hot dog with mayonnaise on a potato bun.
I agree.
Oh,
a toast the bun a little bit. Yeah. The other thing I do like about Sheetz hot dog buns is they're like super soft because they like they're steamed. Yeah. I feel like so when they wrap them up, they're really good. So I'm gonna actually put in here relish sauerkraut mayonnaise as a show title. I think it'd be perfect.
That's fine by
That'd
me.
Be a perfect show title. All right, well, while we're on the lines of convenience store, why don't you talk about Turkey Hill?
Yeah, so I went to, this is a couple weeks ago, I went to the Ashland Turkey Hill. Now, for all you people that are...
That's in the middle of Skook.
It's like, literally the middle of nowhere. And they have, like, a subway, a bank, a gas station, and then they
and
have... no, they
or,
don't...
Turkey Hill.
And I walked in, and I'm like, oh, I think I'll get, you know, like...
And they call it Ashland because it's about to get burned by Centralia.
Yeah, Centralia's right up the road. So
it's turning to ashes.
I'm like, I could really go for like a Slim Jim. And I go to pull it off the shelf and I'm like...
I got a Slim Jim for you.
Yeah, but that's real slim. I want them nice and thick. So...
I can't take too many.
I bet you can.
The thing that Josh got to watch in between
shows. I love
shows.
Yeah,
real.
I wish I could talk about that so bad. Maybe next
Josh
show.
Got to watch an ultrasound video, not of what he was expecting.
Yeah, let's just say this was no baby I've ever seen before.
Exactly.
Good Lord.
Baby's arm.
Anyway.
I actually rendered Josh speechless sometimes.
Yeah, it was pretty... Oh, I'm going to go to
you
sleep.
You can ask him about it.
I'm
you can
like,
email him. What is
the
it?
Dicks are attacking me!
JM Funny Man, whatever, 628?
No, I'm not telling you.
Okay.
So anyway, this was the only Turkey Hill I've been in where every beef jerky, meat stick... beef and meat combo sticks. They had magnetic security tags on the...
That's how often it gets stolen.
And I was like, do you guys really have a high beef jerky theft up here? And they're like, oh my God, it's crazy. They said, within 3 days, like two or three... The girl was pointing to me, she's like, this, and this. They were all gone. Now, how, you know, vigilant are your employees if... You can walk out the doors with bags of beef jerky that are across from the cash register and not get caught. But, yeah, I was like, well, how do I get them? Oh, we have to come out with a magnet. I'm like, well, then I'll just settle for the tea, I guess. I don't need, like, I can't believe, who the fuck's stealing Slim Jims? I mean, I know the shit's expensive.
Well, if your food stamps don't work. Because that is one of the, like, that gets bought a lot on food stamps because it's so expensive.
Yeah, as well as steak and every other fucking thing.
Listen, that's the government's fault. They don't restrict that stuff. So we're not going to get into details with that.
Let's go into it. I hate
Mexicans. No, because there are people that I know that are...
And don't even get me started on those Ethiopians.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Because there are people that deserve it, and there are people that don't deserve it.
Can you...
Shut up, asshole. The thing that drives me nuts is soda is on food stamps.
Yeah, well, and most people don't have teeth. That's the best part.
Right. Exactly.
So let's play this short clip. We talked about the Oscars a couple weeks ago, and I found that clip of Danny DeVito and Arnold Schwarzenegger calling out Michael Keaton for being the Batman and how they both got killed by him.
Okay.
So it's a short 1 minute and 30 second clip I want to play here. It's a really funny clip that I think you got to listen to.
Everybody. Yeah, yeah, very nice. Well, Arnold and I are presenting tonight together. We're
God,
very
they sound so old.
Reasons.
Danny DeVito's 80.
We tried to kill Batman.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we're going to try. I as the Penguin in Batman Returns.
And I was Mr. Freeze in Batman and Robin.
Mm. How did Batman beat you?
Oh, he used my one weakness against me.
Heat?
Love.
Oh. He threw me out a window. Really? Yeah, he's really.
Batman, that son of a bitch.
Good word.
Yeah.
He's here.
I hate him.
There he is. He's right here. He's right here. Look.
You have a lot of nerve to show your face.
Well, yeah, you
here.
Got, you know.
Son of a bitch.
You are a real beak breaker. I'm going to see you after the governor's ball.
You better believe me.
How?
This is just Michael Keaton sitting there with look like he's going to throw up.
Yeah.
But it's pretty funny. So, anyway, that was a little thing. Moving on to random videos. Do you ever watch, like...
Shit. I closed two things that I needed. Now I got to find them again, damn it. All right, anyway.
Do you ever watch, like, videos on the Facebook Reels and stuff?
Sometimes. Sometimes I get...
But then you'll get suggestions for stuff you might like.
Yeah.
So I can't remember if it was TikTok or Facebook Reels, but I opened it up and I'm like, oh, it's a dog and a goat. And the dog starts fucking the goat.
That sounds right up your alley.
And I was like, what the hell is this?
Listen, animals are animals.
So I skipped to the next one and it was like something obviously mismatched, but it was like, and this is just an exaggeration, but it was like a cat fucking a hamster.
And cat fucking a hamster.
Amber's laying next to me, and I'm like, I don't watch this stuff. Like, what could have I possibly watched that it would suggest that? I think it'd be cool to fuck Scooby-Doo, though. Like, would you fuck Scooby-Doo? You like Scooby-Doo.
Oh, my God. Doesn't mean I want to sleep with him.
Reesey. Ruh-roh.
You smell.
Why do they say sleep with? You don't actually sleep with the person. Like, how many
sometimes
times have you been... Yeah, after you plow them, but, like, why didn't they say, like, oh, you want to go farming with that girl?
Oh, my God.
Or in your case, you're going to go farming with that dude. You could pluck carrots together.
Pluck carrots together.
There you go.
To watch ultrasound videos.
All right, you know, you keep teasing it. I'm going into it. So we were talking about AC's
cinema days. Cinema.
Oh,
adventures.
You were in there.
Cinema adventures.
So AC was telling me about something he likes to watch on a certain adult website. Oh Jesus! It ain't that. It ain't that. Hang on, I turned it down. He's like, go ahead. Go, and I want you to type in ultrasound. And I'm like, huh, ultrasound. And now, at first, I'm like thinking of like radar that the planes had. And we're like,
oh, that's sonar. Not
I'm
ultrasound.
Like, I'm like, huh, let's see. No, that ain't what it looks like. And then it's like, it said like hot doctor.
Did it really say that?
It was like hot doctor and young twink. And I'm like, oh, Jesus. Well, first, the ultrasound ones I were looking at were like sonograms and shit. And he's like, no, you're in the wrong genre. Yeah. I'm like, what do you mean? And he's like, here, go on to this one. I'm like, okay. So I click on it.
Oh, there
and
it
I'm
is.
Like, oh, okay. These and oh God. I was like, why is that doctor rubbing a computer mouse on that young boy's stomach? And then they show the internal view and oh God. Did they now I didn't get to the end of it. They don't show like the finish in there, do they? Oh my god! You see the smile on AC's face right now. Jesus Christ.
Listen, it gets me. Now I can see why it was rated as one of the most watched videos of the week.
I don't care.
Because everybody wanted to see what happens.
Oh, Jesus Christ almighty.
Well, now you know what it looks like inside Amber, okay?
No, she don't have testicles, so.
Well, no, you don't see the testicles inside of that.
No, but you could see, like, the testicles outside of it going near the inside of it.
Excitement for Josh.
What do? Do you jerk off to, like, the sonogram or, like, the action on the outside or?
No, we're not going, like, listen, I'm sorry that I share things with you. It was just
full of negative.
I wasn't even going to bring it up. You're the one that said,
I know. But
ultrasound. Ultrasound.
I get a kick out of how crazy you get over this. Listen, you're still harping on this. Anyway, all right.
Let's play a little word association.
I can only imagine what AI is going to come up with this. You'll have to read this.
Yeah, association. Right. I'll say a word and you got to tell me what you think.
All right. No, we're going to
keep gaping.
Your ass.
Put that cookie down. No!
All right. The one thing I
hang on. We're still talking about semen here.
No, we aren't.
You told me, or 2 weeks ago in the show, you said about we were going to explore semen, and I actually did a little bit of research on this.
Oh, did you?
I pumped a couple people off. And I
just to see the difference.
Was going to try here. Hang on. Let me get one.
It wouldn't sound like that. Sorry.
A little stale. That's Frank. Jesus Christ. Okay. And this one is... This was a sock I found over in your hamper. Wow. Ooh. Why is it all chunky? Ugh. It's not the freshest I've ever had. And this last one I have. Come here, Oscar. Okay. A little gamey. Are you going to drink the one I left for you?
No.
Moving on.
I'm glad that everybody could have had multiple seconds of that foolishness that Josh...
I'll listen to you. Why do you talk like you're the fucking King of England?
I don't talk like that. No, I just don't understand.
Oh, hasn't Josh been so unfunny over there? It's like doing a show with Simon Cowell constantly.
Like, you act like you have any experience with what you just did.
So. Well, yeah. Well,
there's no sloshing happening.
It's such a good feeling
to
know
just
that we're lifelong friends.
Please help me milk my pickle.
Okay.
I did recall what I meant to talk about.
Oh,
I went
great.
To see Ghostbusters Afterlife, Frozen Afterlife.
Okay.
Nothing?
Yeah, but the thing is, you didn't pay for it because you're a cheapskate.
No, I did. I did pay for it.
I thought you got a free thing.
Kind of. It was $5. It was a discounted ticket I got from T-Mobile.
Yeah, it looked like it was a great movie. There was nobody there.
Well, no, there's... So, Vinny actually frequents that theater a lot to see the movies, and he said it's always dead. He said he'd be surprised. There was actually more people there than I thought. But, Josh, it was also 8:45 at night. Like, it was a late movie.
What day of the week was it?
Saturday night.
Yeah, but you would think that...
But that movie, like, if you didn't have the discounted ticket, it's $20 to see a movie in that theater. So, because I got the...
So why is it so expensive?
Because it's the floor-to-ceiling screen and the different chairs. But here's the deal. It was fucking Letterboxd, so it didn't go floor to ceiling. You still had a gap.
Does that really make that big of a deal?
It's a better viewing experience, but it really isn't that. Like, the chairs were kind of crappy. Some guy actually broke a chair while we were in there and fell backwards. I think the chair was just real shit. But let me tell you, so my $5 ticket, can you guess how much I spent on concession?
Probably $30.
$20. I got a drink and a popcorn. So it's great because you can refill both of them. Unlimited now, but when you go see a movie at 8:45 at night, guess what? They shut off
the popcorn
and the drinks. They close because they're the freestyle machines. They can turn them off, so they fucking turned off the freestyle machine and they didn't make any more popcorn, so I couldn't get a refill on it. So I was kind of shit
because I bought the one that you could get refills.
I would have said something about it.
Listen, because I got the discounted ticket, I didn't care, and I didn't need another drink. If I drank another drink, I'd be pissing like a racehorse. And I, to be honest with you, Josh, I ate the fucking big-ass tub of popcorn, all right, all by myself. But anyway, I will say the movie isn't half bad. It definitely is modernized. I think the coolest, the thing that I like the most about the movie is they have little Stay Puft Marshmallow Men. It's so cool. But also, Dan Aykroyd is back.
How does he look?
They all look really old. Dan Aykroyd is like really, really heavy now.
Really?
Like not like really, really heavy, but age definitely didn't help him at all. But it's cool because they reference a lot of the old stuff. Like in the second movie, Dan Aykroyd is actually like he owns a bookstore, right? In Ghostbusters 2.
Yeah.
So he's actually like the whole premise, like his whole story in this movie is reflected around what he does at that bookstore. And then when they go back in action, they go back to the library to visit somebody as part of one of the scenes. And the ghost is back, and then the ghost, and he goes, shh, and the ghost goes, shh, and goes, whoa, just like he did in the first movie. It was the greatest. Walter Peck, you remember Walter Peck? He was the guy from the Environmental Protection Agency.
Okay.
He becomes the mayor of the city in this movie. So that was pretty cool. And then the black guy, what is his name? The black guy is actually, he like owns like the business itself and the building.
I don't think you can just call him the black guy anymore.
Well, I'm trying to, right, yes, I get it. But I'm trying to think of what his name was. But so everybody but Rick Moranis and
Ernie Hudson, Winston Zedd.
Winston Zettelmeyer, yeah. So everybody is back from the original first movie except Rick Moranis. And
he retired though from acting.
From acting, correct. And obviously Harold Ramos is dead. So, and then Ivan Reitman, the movie was dedicated to Ivan Reitman.
Yeah, he just croaked.
Correct. And he's the one that did the original, was the original Ghostbuster series. But it got really bad reviews on Rotten Tomatoes, but it's a modern take on a Ghostbuster story. They have the original containment units, the car, the building, like everything was really well done with recreation. And just adding the modern take on it. It's like the family now of the relatives of Venkman and all this kind of stuff. Ghostbusters, what do you want? She's back. The secretary.
Mm-hmm.
She's back, whatever her name is. What the hell was her name? All I remember is Ghostbusters, what do you want? But Janine. Isn't it Janine?
I'm looking here at the list of people.
But it basically, listen, it's literally like Ghostbusters, but taking Snow Miser to the next level. So it has a really cool premise. It's got the Ghostbuster theme about, because every movie was about like how old, like ancient things, right? Are you familiar with Ghostbusters movies?
I haven't seen them in like 20 years.
Okay, but you remember the first one was based off of
like the one with the painting and the guy in the painting?
No, that's the second one. So the first one is the building and the dog, right?
Yeah,
and he needs the gatekeeper. The second one is the painting and the weirdo. But they're all based off of like old ancient gods. And then this one premise is about this like metal ball. And it goes back to ancient times, and all the movies like premise that same thing. The other Ghostbusters movie that they created didn't like reference things like that. This one actually did, so it was actually pretty cool. I actually enjoyed the movie. I thought it was a good movie. I don't know why Rotten Tomatoes gave it such a bad score, but I think as people started watching it more, I don't know what you're really distracted on the computer over
I'm
there.
I'm over looking at the thing for Wikipedia for it.
Oh, okay. Because you're really into whatever you're doing.
Yeah. Dan Aykroyd, 71. Bill Murray, 73.
Yeah, but they're all back. Bill Murray makes the least amount of appearances in the movie, but he's still there.
He seems like a real douchebag.
I'm sure he is, but he makes the least amount of appearances in the movie.
How about
he's
the
back.
Black guy?
What?
Like, how much is he on screen?
A couple times. Just as much as Dan Aykroyd
is. 78.
Yeah, he doesn't look. Winston, like that guy, does not look 78 in the movie.
He's 78 years old.
Wow, he looks really good for his age.
Winston Zeddemore.
Yeah. How old is Janine, the lady?
I don't know. I can't find her.
Okay.
There's no Janine listed here.
What are the names?
Celeste O'Connor.
Well, Celeste O'Connor is either the lady
or
the
black
kid.
Chick. She's Kenyan.
Okay, I don't know who that is. Oh, I do know who Celeste O'Connor is. Yeah, she's part of the. She's one of the girls that's in the laboratory that they're in.
Callie Spangler, which is.
That's the kid
wife.
Or the wife. Yeah, the wife.
That's what it looks like. She's older.
Yeah.
Somebody named Melody. She's some young broad. She's like 22 years old.
Okay, she might be the daughter.
Blonde hair.
Yeah, she might be the kid, the Spangler kid.
Well, no, that's McKenna Grace.
Okay. All right. There's a lot of girls in the. Well, there's also a girl that plays like a ghostly figure that actually traps the Spangler daughter.
So there's an Ann Potts. Wait, Ann Potts plays. Oh no. There, yeah, Janine. Okay, yeah,
Janine. There you go.
Annie Potts.
So she's back.
71.
Yeah, she was the secretary in the movie. So, yeah. Anyway. Yeah, she's the one that says you need a writ or warrant or something like that, and she's like, Ghostbusters, what do you want? There's a sign. Yeah, going out of business. That's your sign. There's so many good quotes
in
there.
So, who takes over the role that Harold Ramis played them? Which kid?
So, well, the family does. Well, and then they, like,
It says Paul Rudd was in here, too.
Paul Rudd?
Yeah. He played Gary Gruberson.
But what did he, like, in the movie?
That's what it says.
I don't know what Gary's character was. Oh, he might have been... He might have been the guy in the family. He was the guy in the family with the kids. But Walter Peck stops the kids from doing ghost busting because of the because of like child labor and stuff like that. Walter Peck is the usual idiot in the movie as he was before. So, but yeah. Anyway, I would highly recommend going to see this movie or waiting or getting it when it comes out because it actually is a decent movie. I actually enjoyed it a lot, and I think it. Fits the dynamic and the theme that every other Ghostbusters movie had. Goes back to ancient times, has a story behind it, and is really cool. And it tries to fit as much of the old movies into the series as it can. And I like the going back and looking at what was there. All right. So two things on your list yet: videos and execution.
We did the videos.
Okay.
The dog fucking the goat.
Got it. All right, execution.
So they had... What's our time at? Are we, like, going to be short?
No, we're right on time.
Okay, good. So, first off, what are your thoughts on execution? Because there have been a lot of botched execution lately.
I think if it's done right... I'm not big on eye for an eye, but I also don't think it's right that if we know somebody's going to die, why keep them in prison for their life? Like, execution.
Everybody's going to die.
Well, right. But what I'm saying is, like, why put somebody in prison for life and then we got to put them up?
Oh, pay for them.
Pay for them to be in there and stuff like that. If they're going to die in jail, why not just execute them? I don't understand why the death penalty isn't the same. Like, death penalty should be death penalty. I think execution should be the death penalty. I don't understand why there are states that still put life in prison. What's the point?
What I don't get is if you sentence someone to death, do it. That's right. Fucking... Oh, yeah, they were on death row 30 years, and now he carried it out.
Yeah.
There was a guy... I forget where it was. They just went to execute him. And they tried for 45 minutes, and they couldn't find a vein, so they just stopped. And now
What did the guy do? Like, bury his veins so that they couldn't do that?
I don't know, but now the alternative, since... They said, well, since it didn't work, we have an alternative option. It's firing squad.
Oh, is that what they're going to do? Where was this at?
You have to Google it. But
Jesus Christ. Like, I didn't know firing squad still existed.
I don't know if I could... I don't know exactly how they do it if they all...
Listen, I was this guy. I'd be fucking tapping... I'd be tapping to find a fucking vein. You're telling me this guy never did drugs before?
I don't know.
He couldn't find a vein? You're going to tell me I'm going to get shot at?
Yeah.
Which would you rather have? Lethal injection or get shot at? I'm staring... You know, lethal injection, at least it's going to fucking do its job. But you fucking stare at the people that are going
to
shoot you.
They tried to do it and it didn't work. So my thing is like...
I don't understand. Why can't they gas him? I don't understand. Why don't we have gas chambers? Here we go.
That's probably why.
Because we are not Hitler. Because we are not Hitler.
Why don't we have gas chambers? Jesus.
Well, no. What
Christ.
I'm saying is, like, I don't understand why is there just lethal injection?
So if they let you pick, how are you going?
What, like, choice of death?
Yeah.
I would probably want lethal injection.
What if it don't work?
If it doesn't work.
I don't know. Well,
that's what the deal is. Like, this guy, they couldn't find a vein, so they're like, okay, we got to call it off.
But I don't understand how a process like that doesn't have a plan B.
I don't know. I think they just come in and hit the guy on the head with, like, a hammer.
And the other thing is, why the fuck are they using stuff that needs a vein? I guess they're doing that to make it travel faster through the body. I get it, but I would just fucking stab him. Just stab him in the back of the neck and inject it. They're probably, but listen, I don't know the science behind it. Because I know it's administered by a doctor or a medical professional.
Supposedly.
The one that the fucking prison hires to do it. So I'm assuming, just like anything else, they're utilizing the veins to get it to travel through the body faster. But I feel like there should be a plan B. They should be able to just stab the fucking guy in the neck and it carry out the duty.
Okay, so it was in Idaho.
Okay. So apparently in Idaho, you can get stoned. I mean, they executed via firing squad.
Halted the first lethal injection execution in 12 years after failure to establish IV lines.
Obviously, they need to do more.
Like, how about practice a little bit?
Yeah, they need to get just a fucking nurse in there.
Get a bigger needle.
Well, no, get a fucking... All they need to do is get an anesthetist in there, right? That's a... Listen, Heather needs to... oh, my God, I'm sorry. Amber needs to go fucking work in Idaho, because I'm sure she can find a bane faster. Can she do phlebotomy?
Yeah.
Can she? Yeah, she can.
She can draw, yeah.
She probably could be better at that than the fucking doctor that was given the lethal injection. I don't know. Listen, I don't... If
they stopped they stopped it because after as long as they were going, it was ruled an inhumane execution. Really?
Inhumane because they couldn't find a vein?
Yeah, I want to see if they have what here he goes. The guy was convicted of 5 murders in 3 states and landed on death row.
You know what? Take him out and shoot him.
He was on death row since 1981.
In that case, Josh, just
the guy's
fucking
73 years old.
I would have
died natural causes soon.
What I would have done was I would have went to the fucking judge's house at 2:00 in the morning, knocked on the door, said, "Give me the freaking writ to fucking put this guy in the firing squad." Would you have not have drugged that guy out and just shot him in the head? Like, why would that not be a plan B?
Why? I don't understand why they do humane. That's bullshit.
Well, I guess they're trying to be fair, but...
Was he fair to the people he murdered?
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. I don't know. Like, justice in this country is great. If you were in fucking... If you were over in another country, you'd be fucking... They would beat the shit out of you before you got to death row. You wouldn't even survive on death. I guarantee you, if you look in any country that's not a democracy, guarantee you death row does not exist.
So it's...
If you kill somebody, you get shot.
Actually, the guy was arrested in 1974 and then was, like, officially charged in 81. But what is that? 40? How many years is that? 40,
so he spent 40 years on death row. Why don't they just fucking let this guy croak on death row?
They deemed 2022 the year of botched execution after 35% of the 20 executions in the nation were failed. Or were botched and considered failures.
I don't understand how that happens.
I don't get this bullshit.
I understand you can't test to see if you're going to kill somebody with lethal injection.
But you need to do a tried and true method, like something that affects their airway. Put them in a gas chamber.
That's what I said. Like,
no choice.
No, you don't put them in a gas chamber. You just put a gas mask on them. You just put a mask on.
No, why fuck him? Let him run around in a room until, you know, and you do like a slow, like Batman movie where the green comes in from the top.
Do you know what they need to do? They need to do exactly what Bell and Evans does to chickens.
They cut their heads off.
No, they don't. Not right away.
They
kill them first.
Them.
No, Josh. You didn't listen when we had that episode.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was 7 weeks ago.
The Auschwitz for chicken. That's what I called it. You remember? They literally suck the oxygen out of the air to get them to fall asleep. And then they slowly pump in carbon dioxide to kill them. They get them to relax by taking the oxygen out of the air, and then they pump CO2 in to fuck them up.
It's not as bad as I thought.
So why can they not? Why is that? They deem that humane to kill chickens. The
Stuart Little laughed at my dick.
That has nothing to do with
it. The animal welfare people consider that humane for chickens. Why is that not humane to kill a human that way?
Because our leaders are stupid.
Exactly.
Our politicians are stupid.
I think that I need to just invent a new way of killing people, and then maybe I can make a shitload of money. But I feel like that's
how about listening to your news segment? That's what he.
Okay. Okay.
Well, no, it's not your news segment yet. This is still a conversation portion of the show.
We're done with the conversation.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
Here we go. Well, I guess we're after 10 o'clock. The jokes stop at 10,
right.
I guess.
Yeah, I'm tired now. So now you pissed me off.
Prick.
All right. April 11th, 2024.
Wait, we never decided. What do you want? Lethal injection?
Lethal injection. I said that.
Hmm.
You don't listen to me.
I don't know if I would want that, though. Because I hear that could be painful. But I also think, like,
you're about to die.
But I also feel like they're going to shoot you, and it's going to be equally as painful. So you're...
Listen, if both of them go fast, they're both going to have a little bit of pain, but you're going to die right after.
You know what I would do? I would say, let me paint myself in blackface and hijack a car, because the cops will definitely do it for you.
Of course you'd take it that direction. All right, anyway, April 11th, 2024. It is Barbershop Quartet Day. Perfect.
Yeah, that's great.
Global Day to End Child Sex Abuse.
Well, I'm not going to make a joke on that.
Please don't. It is International Louie Louie Day.
What?
What
the hell is that?
Louie Louie, the song.
Song? Mm-hmm. That it's, they have an international day for that?
Apparently so. This one's for my dad. It is National 8-Track Tape Day. It's been a long time since I heard somebody talk about an 8-Track or even seen one.
Did you ever play with 8-Tracks when you were a kid?
I did. My dad can
I
tell
used
you.
I used to love it.
I literally ripped all the shit out
of
them.
Oh, I wouldn't pull them out. I used to like actually play them and stuff. And like you'd push the button and it would like flip the side of the...
Yeah.
Oh, it was great.
It is National Cheese Fondue Day.
What the hell's fondue?
Fondue? It's melted
like you
cheese.
Dip.
You dip it. Yeah. It's
crackers.
Cheese. They call it cheesy goodness, but I think it's disgusting. It's National Poutine Day.
What?
Poutine. You never had it? It's gravy fries. Gravy and cheese.
Poutine.
Poutine. Disco fries, Josh.
I've had gravy fries, but what?
Disco fries.
The hell are disco
you
fries?
You eat some mean pussy.
Cheese and gravy. It's National Ranch Water Day.
What? It's what the fuck is that?
Ranch. I don't think ranch water is actually ranch water.
It's probably like a farm water.
No, they. So it says it's Texas's version of a skinny margarita. So that's
ew.
That's all.
Wait,
it is.
Hang on. I want to see what the ingredients in a ranch water are.
And it's National Submarine Day. Let's see if there's any interesting birthdays today. If anybody knows it. Nope, not a single one. I don't know because I have no idea who Sebastian Moy is.
Oh,
or
yeah.
Summer Walker.
Summer Walker sounds like a country
Summer Walker,
singer.
No, Summer Walker sounds like a fucking prostitute.
Summer Walker.
Yeah. All right. So there are your days for April 11th.
So it's tequila, ranch, literally ranch. Wait, for ranch waters, I recommend. Oh, no. Okay. So wait. Tequila, sparkling water.
They fresh, probably call it ranch water because it's Texas.
Fresh lime and a pinch of salt.
Yeah. So it's exactly what it says. It is a skinny margarita. It has less alcohol in it.
Gross.
Is your phone ringing?
Yeah. Can I pause for a sec? It's a boy. No.
No, you're good.
Welcome back to the show. Are we on?
Mm-hmm.
Are we on?
We're good. Yes.
Good?
Yes.
You didn't give me the go signal. Okay, we're good. Oh, he gave the finger.
I'm done. I quit. Yeah,
that's how I feel. All right. My trivia question for this week. Barack Obama, Julia Roberts, Bobby Flay.
Fuck one, marry one, kill
so
one, go.
I was waiting for it. we'll answer it now.
What are the names again?
Barack, Julia Roberts, and Bobby Flay.
So I'm going to...
Obviously fuck Julia Roberts.
Oh, I was thinking Julia Child.
No, Julia Roberts.
First, we're going to make a delicious compote for
our
toast.
What are my stories about Julia Child?
No, so I would say I would fuck Obama... I would marry Julia Roberts because it would just be conventional. And then I would kill Bobby Flay. I don't like him. He seems like a
well,
real
you can
prick.
See, I'm glad you didn't say to kill Barack Obama because that'd be extremely racist.
Yeah, I'd be a hate
and
crime.
And you'd be dead because the Secret Service would kill you first. So.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, so Barack Obama, Julia Roberts, and Bobby Flay have all talked openly.
Who do you pick?
Have all talked openly about working at what fast food joint?
McDonald's. Mm-mm. KFC because of Obama.
That is racist, Josh. Your trivia question.
10% of the world's population is allergic to this animal.
Meow.
All right. We got a short into clip here. Do I have time for it? It's only a minute.
Yes.
All right. Here we go. This is a little bit from the Simpsons. Here we go.
Have you in Springfield?
Hello, Mr. Chipmunk. You're a northern reticulated chipmunk. Yes, you are. You are so reticulated. Hi, Mrs. Owl. You're out kind of early. La 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 la. Oh, the whole forest is blooming. Oh, little chipmunk Fred, I'm allergic to everything.
All right. That's Amber. She's allergic to pretty much everything.
Why would I pick allergies, huh? It's because a girl is allergic to literally everything. That's right. Eating anything could potentially kill her, including rice, bread, and mustard. Are you allergic to any foods?
No. I have no known allergies.
Just like hay fever or that stuff or whatever, the pollen or whatever?
I feel like seasonal allergies have me all whacked out sometimes.
Well, any meal could be her last if she isn't careful. That's right. A Massachusetts woman suffers from a rare chronic illness that makes her allergic to nearly everything, including the foods she could eat every day, like rice, bread, and mustard. She's at the point, she says, where her diet, what the fuck is a diet? Man, I'm an idiot. Her diet currently consists of Elicare, which is a brand of baby formula.
By the way, 5130 was when you said, I'm an idiot.
I actually already have that. See, I say that quite frequently on this show, see?
Oh my God, I'm an idiot.
Oh, perfect.
We don't want to double up too much here.
Yeah.
She's at the point where her diet consists of Elicare baby formula and oatmeal.
That's gross.
Carolyn Cray, 24, told the Southwest News Service that her I think I'm having a stroke. Anyway, she has a bad affliction there. The Boston residents, Jesus fucking Christ. Hang on, let's flash back in time here to when I could actually read. So she suffers from mast cell activation syndrome, a rare immune disorder in which a person experiences repeat severe allergic reactions and symptoms that affect her body, according to the American Academy of Asthma, Allergy, and Immunology. The healthcare recruiter's list of potential allergy triggers is a mile long, but it includes fish, peanuts, sesame. What's sesame?
Sesame?
Like the seeds or
yeah, sesame.
The place?
Sesame.
Kiwis and mustard, as well as black mold and cat or dog fur. Who the hell's eating that? Eating the wrong thing could induce anaphylactic shock, a potentially deadly reaction. It's really tough. You don't think about food at all when you can't eat it anymore. She only is able to cheat. What is going on with me? I think I'm dying.
Yeah, you need to get through your shit because you ain't going to make it much longer.
Anyway, she can't go anywhere. Blah, 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 blah. She first realized something was wrong in September of 2017 when she went into anaphylactic shock after she ate ice cream and was hospitalized for nearly 12 hours. That same month, she suffered a string of attacks that were triggered by consuming cheese, pizza, bread, rice, beans, and any latter combination lasted. Made her end up in the intensive care unit for 12 days. Despite her symptoms, doctors assumed that this was just a temporary reaction. However, she was referred to a specialist and they determined what was going on with her. It's really discouraging until they found out what was going on with her. But that's got to be awful, man. How can you? Good Lord. Oh my God. And she's on like 30, they show her here with like 30 bottles of pills. Her biggest trigger is the process of eating and digesting food, which is what causes her to get sick. Despite those restrictions, somehow she decides that she's going to just live a normal life and will go out and eat in restaurants even though she has to drink her dinner. So, I don't know if I could live on... I would live on baby food if I had to. Do you have a favorite baby food?
No. It's called applesauce.
Is that what they call it nowadays? I don't know why it's even making that noise. And from there we go to a bizarre crime in California
where a man was arrested for allegedly taking the leg of a person that had been killed by a train. Disturbing video was released that showed a man eating from a severed leg as he walked down the sidewalk. A California man was arrested after allegedly taking the leg from the scene of a deadly train crash in Wasco on Friday. Officials reportedly said that the 27-year-old removed evidence from the site after a person was struck and killed by a train, which caused their leg to be severed around 8 a.m., according to the accident that was listed on the Amtrak website. Disturbing video circulated on social media that showed a man appearing to hold a severed body part and eat from it before wiping his face and walking down the sidewalk. The man in video later appears to raise the body part in the air as law enforcement arrive. He was arrested without incident and will be charged for multiple things, including the outstanding warrants that he had. The deadly train crash is currently being investigated by the BNSF Railway Commission. So, would you eat human flesh?
No.
What about me?
No, certainly not.
I'm pretty lean. Like, I have a nice ass. You even said I had a nice ass.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You got a picture of that. Yeah, yeah. It's the only thing on you that's desirable.
Remember when you were licking my butthole?
Yeah.
Ugh. Would you do that?
No.
Lick my butthole?
No.
There's a show title, Lick My Butthole.
I can only imagine. No, I already got the show title.
Oh, what is it?
Relish Sauerkraut Mayonnaise.
That's a horrible show title.
No, it's not. It was fine earlier. Oh, my God. Lick My Butthole is not a good show title.
Why?
Because you would do nothing of the sorts.
Well, I wouldn't lick yours.
Exactly.
I don't know what's been in there.
And I wouldn't lick yours either.
Whistle zippity-doo-dah with that thing.
Oh, my God. No. All right, Josh, it's Chopster season.
What?
If you're Martha Stewart, the queen of...
What the fuck is Chopster?
Domesticity and Instagram thirst traps entranced her followers last week when she posted a Frankenfood creation right out of Manhattan. The roast poultry stuffed with lobster, bright red claws protruding out of the golden roasted wings, a lobster head and its flimsy antennae extending from where the chicken's head once was, and a tail curling out of the captivated the internet.
I think Martha Stewart's lost her mind.
More than 31,000 people liked the post in which Martha Stewart shared the pleasure of ding on March 19th at...
Ding?
Yeah. On March 19th at Maison Barnes, which is part of the newly reopened Cafe Blood in Manhattan. It is more exclusive elbow of the restaurant, offering intimate experiences in salon-like rooms, like celebrity caverns where billionaires can chow down on culinary monstrosities or works of genius, depending on the perspective. And for only $250, Josh, you can try executive chef Romain Pommier's take on the classic French Poulard Hummerdine.
What language are you speaking?
Well, it's French. Special chicken stuffed with seafood, in this case, a lobster. Josh, there's actually a picture of it, so look it up.
What is it called?
It's a lobster stuffed in a fucking chicken.
Lobster.
Look it up. Martha Stewart eats a lobster stuffed in a chicken. Just search that. Their version serves two or three people, and the dramatic presentation only starts with the headless chicken with lobster limbs.
The dish, which
takes an hour to prepare after ordering off the menu, starts with a poulard, an elite chicken that's slaughtered after at least 120 days of pecking on a high-fat diet, as opposed to a standard American chicken typically fed and slaughtered around about 50 days of life on this chopster-ridden earth. It is then roasted with the lobster head stuffed inside, infusing the poultry with a seafood flavor. The tail is poached and glazed with butter, and then the double body dish is assembled and presented tableside for maximum amusement and Instagram ability. But that's not all. Once the foul crustacean masterpiece is shown to diners, the lobster head is removed, crushed, and flambéed with cognac to create a lobster bisque, chicken jus, and creme fraiche sauce, which actually sounds phenomenal. And it's carved and plated along with spring rice. It is nothing new, though. It's 19th century French recipe that they modernized for social media. So this restaurant's only been open for a couple weeks. They're not going to be able to do this forever, but for $250, you know? Yeah. But so there's that. And Josh, get this. Everybody thought on the internet that this was an April Fool's joke, but Velveeta promises it's the newest release and it's anything but a joke. The company, best known for its brightly colored cheese, announced it is getting into personal care game with Velveeta Gold, its very first hair dye, and it's promised that over and over again,
name of cheese?
That it indeed isn't a joke. La Dolce Velveeta is a lifestyle, always confident and forever in service of living by your own rules, says the brand manager for Velveeta. We are always looking for new ways to help fans live La Dolce Velveeta. And hair was the perfect place for us to invite.
Can you use that on your pubes?
Pleasure seekers to proudly express themselves and show off their unique style and individuality. As part of the launch, the brand tapped the ultimate muse, Julia Fox, who rocked the hair color at Sunday's.
You said Julia Child was in one of your stories.
Julia Fox, who rocked the hair. Oh, it was Martha Stewart, not Julia Child. Rocked the hair color at Sunday's Knicks game in New York City. Julie and I were both pleasantly surprised at how beautiful the gold color is, said Fox's hairstylist. Warmer yellow, reminiscent of a warm, sunny day or a delicious bowl of mac and cheese. Velveeta semi-permanent hair dye is available only on Amazon.
How much, I wonder? Let me see.
Josh, it's an April Fool's joke.
It
comes in a 4-ounce jar, which the brand says is enough to cover a head of short hair. All users need to do is apply it evenly to the dry hair and allow it to process for 20 minutes before rinsing it with a mild shampoo and water. The jar costs just $7.50. Which happens to also be the price of a Velveeta cheese loaf and only is available for a limited time, which we hope will last through at least April 2nd. So it is indeed an April Fool's joke. I thought it was just a clever story because I think it'd be great if Velveeta actually came out with a hair dye.
No, but they actually have some food-flavored soaps I'm looking at here. You can get a donut-shaped scented soap. They have a giant cinnamon bun soap. They have Bath & Body Works Coconut Angel Food Cake Soap. Marshmallow and vitamin E. Oh, that sounds so yummy.
Okay. All right, you want to get that outro out?
But I'm looking at soap.
Exciting.
You can get a soap that looks like a Bible. That's a holy wash.
All right, so Barack Obama, Julia Roberts, and Bobby Flay have all talked openly about working at which fast food joint?
I'm going to need a hint.
31 flavors.
Baskin Robbins.
Yep, they've all apparently worked at Baskin Robbins.
Baskin Robbins isn't even in business anymore, are they?
Yeah, they're Dunkin' Donuts. They're combined with Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah, but they closed the one in Hamburg.
Well, that's Hamburg.
And they closed the one in Pottsville.
That's Pottsville. Same owner.
They right. closed the one in Tennessee.
Your trivia question?
10% of the world's population is allergic to what cat? I mean, what?
I said cat.
You were right.
I went meow earlier, so.
You did.
All right, everybody.
It's almost like you looked at all my answers.
Well, no, I just, yeah, these weren't really difficult trivia questions this week. I was able to guess them for you, so. All right, everybody.
What animal is that?
That's an ass.
Okay, what animal is this?
I'm not going to go there. All right, that's going to do it, everybody. We got to get the hell out of here. Season 4, episode 43 of The Dead End with Josh Nacy. JoshNacy.Podbean.com. You know how to find us, but just in case you want to change it up, we're on Apple Podcasts, we're on iTunes, we're on the Podbean app, we're on Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, Player FM, Samsung, iHeartRadio, Pandora, CastBox, and we are available on Amazon Music through your Alexa. Josh.
What would I do without you?
Well, you can find us on Facebook, search for Josh Nacy Podcast, or simply add Josh Nacy. We're on... Nah, fuck it. I ain't doing the Instagram anymore. You just know it. If you haven't found it by now, you ain't gonna find it. And then email us, joshstacypodcast@gmail.com.
Be like Ryan.
Yeah, send us your life story.
Three hours long.
Also, I am going to start releasing random TikTok videos on my own personal TikTok. I don't know what it is, so just search for me.
Oh, boy.
But I dressed up with a weave the other day. It was dancing and humping the floor. So that's an interesting video. So check us out for that. Or check me out, not us.
All right.
We're going to start getting videos on YouTube again, too. Not like shows.
Whenever you want to start those again.
No, we don't have to do like the whole show, but yeah. I'm talking about random
We fucking pay for YouTube, so we might as well do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, everybody.
Also, don't forget to go to Pornhub and search for
ultrasound porn.
Yeah.
Gay porn.
Gotta go into the gay tab.
Frank, anyway, that's Frank, it. That's it, everybody. We're out of here before it gets worse. Have a great week, everybody. We'll talk to you next time.
All right, bye. Holy shit, look at his cock.
That's a big chicken. Pagak, pagak.
Did you get aroused at all when I was kissing you in the bed?
That was a chicken being fucked by a chihuahua.